up.
Sure. You're gonna have to take like 10 takes of this.
Oh no, we're good. We're good. Hey, good morning. This is Miss Maggie talking to you from BowTheWild.com, where I rate and review pet-friendly hotels. We're standing out front of the Sofitel Hotel down in New York City on 44th between 5th and 6th. And we've got the best doorman to talk to today, and his name's Ithiel. Ithiel, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, we just love this hotel. This is like our third stay at this hotel. Please, if you need to stay busy, go ahead. I know it's a busy morning.
Sorry, sir. You need a taxi this morning?
Sure.
Where are you trying to go, sir?
I'm going to the Stewart Hotel, which is 371.
Good morning.
One second.
Yeah, please. So now we can just listen to the sounds of New York City as we wait for Ithiel to catch a cab. And that's going to take a while because it's raining today. And I'm going back under the safety of the roof because it's nice and warm under there. Wow, is it busy for this Sunday? We've had a beautiful time though down here. We went and saw, what was the name of that?
Farinelli and the King.
Farinelli and the King. Wow, what a show. That was amazing. And we had this wonderful dinner last night with a good friend of ours, Mark Toloff, down way down and Tribeca. Oh, it was just fabulous. Brought home some real good doggy treats. Oh, here, Ithiel's back now. He just got somebody a cab. So, Ithiel, tell me.
We're back.
All right. Have you had any really like famous dogs stay here at the Sofitel besides me?
Yeah, we had the Target dog.
The Target? No way.
Yeah,
no way.
He was here. He didn't say much to me.
Did he have that red circle thing on his eye?
No, I didn't see him with that. But he was a dog from the Target.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
Red eyes drinking the night before.
Maybe.
I like my champagne, so I keep it kind of easy. You got more people. Now I'm telling you, if you need to be busy, go ahead and do it. I'm good. So tell me something else. Have you had any really good dog stories or, you know, any dogs that, you know, because I like to make sure dogs are treated really well here. And I know you guys do that. And I hope they treat you well, too.
They do. I think we're the only dog-friendly hotel here on the street. But I've seen them all from Great Danes to little Chihuahuas. I mean,
seriously, Dane?
Yeah.
Wow. Geez, they must weigh a lot.
Pretty good.
Yeah, jeep. I'm a little heavy right now. I weigh like 17 pounds because it's, you know, winter weight. And hopefully by the spring, I'll be down to my 15, 16 pounds. Oh, somebody's looking for Rachel.
Here's Rachel.
Oh, wow, there's a big dog. Beautiful dog. Yeah. Wow, that's a really big dog, I see. I'm kind of scared of it, to be honest with you. Looks like a German Shepherd. It's not a German Shepherd. What kind of dog is that?
Mixed.
Oh, beautiful though, huh?
There is a German Shepherd in there.
Yeah.
It's not full German Shepherd.
Yeah, the ears.
I'm from Germany, I know.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, look at it. He's looking back at me. I'm a little scared, Dad. Will you hold me? Hold me tight, please.
What are you doing about it?
What am I doing? Well, this is BowTheWild.com. It's a website that rates pet-friendly hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I have a podcast.
There's something like an influencer.
What's that?
You're something like an influencer?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, right. Exactly, yeah.
And you're testing hotels?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Sofitel, we've been here a couple of times and they've always gotten four paws.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very good with pet friendly. Yeah, very good.
The room service is not as good as I thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was yesterday we ordered some drinks at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And they are always missing something and I had to go down in the lobby and take my own stuff.
That's a bummer.
Because it was not as good as us thought.
You're
paying much money.
Yeah.
But it's all
right,
I think.
Oh, that's too bad. They always have my water bottles. Yeah, no problem.
Because of that, I would give 3.5 stars out of 5.
Oh, that's still good.
You think?
Yeah, that's not bad for people. Yeah. For dogs, it's four paws, definitely. I just lost my doorman. He had to go in and do some work.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to sign off here for now. And maybe when he comes back, we'll get back on. Well, thanks for chatting with me. What's your name?
Julian.
Julian, I'm Miss Maggie.
Oh,
yeah, nice to meet you. Have a safe trip home.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, thank you.